Yes, we have got you covered right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The NBA, it is back, and tonight we will take time to reflect on a number of the season openers. And the question is, will the Spurs repeat as NBA champs? Plus, the celebration continues for the San Francisco Giants as they become the second National League team to win three World Series in 5 years. Time now to welcome in legendary sports writer Bob Ryan, who has seen it all. He has covered it all in his 45 years in our business. Of course, he retired from the Boston Globe in 2012, but has not slowed down one bit. Bob Ryan just released his new book. It is titled Scribe, that highlights some of his memorable experiences throughout his illustrious career and offers reflections from a number of different sporting events. Bob, of course, is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, Bob. It's nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. Very nice to be with you.
Well, congratulations on the book. You certainly, as I said in the open, you have covered it all. Let's take time, though, to pause, because I'm very anxious to get your perspective from the 2014 World Series, how the script played out. We're talking about with the Giants, their third World Series in 5 years. Are the Giants a dynasty? And just kind of put it into a historical context, what this means.
I believe that had this been a best of 99, the final tally would have been 50-49, and we don't know which one would have won it. I do think that was quite evident that they were equal, and that I love the idea that it came down to a tying run on third base in the ninth inning, with the drama of Baumgartner still being out there, et cetera. It was a fitting end to a very interesting World Series. I have a problem with the word. I think the word, now this is just me. I know where everybody is, and I'll have an answer for you. But I do have a quibble. The most abused, misapplied word in sports is dynasty. Go look up in the dictionary. What we're really talking about here are good runs. Dynasty is like, means that you've got a continuing succession of a family or a regime that turns over. It turns over. So there have only been two true dynasties in the history of North American sport, in my opinion. Yankees, who from 1921 to 1964 won 29 pennants.
Wow.
And the Canadiens, who from 1930 to 1979 won 19 Stanley Cups with no connective tissue. When the Yankees finished in 64, there was no one in the employ of the organization who had been there in 1921. And same thing with Canadiens when they won their that championship in 1979. So we're abusing the word completely. It's not about dynasties. But we use it. It's commonly applied.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll go along with the program here. The answer is no. I don't put the Giants in that category, in that in the 2 years they did not win, they weren't remotely competitive. They weren't even a 500 team. And I also think that baseball has got ongoing problem that'll really have us arguing fervently for years, is that due to the fact that we have now have three-tiered playoffs, baseball is played one way for 162 games and another way for the 3 weeks to a month of the World Series of the playoffs, and the things that make a team capable of winning over the 162, pitching depth and a lot of things, do not come into play in the postseason when it's been proven time and again, three starters will do. It's even been proven by the Twins in 87 and 91 that two starters will do, two quality starters. But I don't put the Giants, I don't put them in that category. It's a good run, and in the National League, because I know that it's the first team that's won 3 in 5 years since the Cardinals of the World War II era. But no, I do not consider them a dynasty.
Well, that's a solid clarification of what your requirement is for a dynasty. Of course, Bob Ryan is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line, legendary sports writer. And the Giants, of course, as we were just talking about, I mean, World Series wins in 2010, 2012, mm-hmm. now 2014. What do you think, Bob, what do you think has been the key for this organization's success in sustaining it for such a long period of time?
You must have a couple of key players that are there, and obviously the key players here over the 5 year span are Posey and Sandoval. Posey, who did not contribute very much offensively in the whole postseason this year, whether he was just tired or whatever, never hit an extra base hit in all those at bats during the entire postseason, which is kind of shocking. But Sandoval, who rose to the occasion, has now put himself in the record books as one of the great postseason performers in the history of the sport, and Pence, who had a wonderful postseason this year. And Bochy is a solid reason for it. But most of all, it is Brian Sabian's ability to mix and match, to find spare parts as needed, to make in-season moves, to tinker, and to create a roster that can work in the end. It doesn't work every year because, as we pointed out, twice in the last 5 years they have not even had a 500 record, but he is a master of it. I think it really starts with Ryan Sabian and then, secondly, Bochy, and then those two players I mentioned. Now, this year, and throughout, Baumgartner has been the ace pitcher, never more so than this year, certainly.
You know, Bob, you've covered the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. I mean, what are some of those key components that you've seen that even cross over into any organization or sport to be able to have consistency at a high level? What is that secret formula from your observations?
Secret. You know, you do need some stars to start with. It's awful hard to win with a bunch of, you start with talent, and they do have those two core players I mentioned that have, Pence being the third one now, that have enabled them to, then you fill in around them. But they had a farm system that produced a Joe Panic at the exact moment that they needed it. They were able to circumvent the loss of Angel Pagan. It was hard, but they did it. I know the experts thought their bench was woefully weak and were just horrified at the idea that Travis Ishikawa was going out there in left field. Mm-hmm. You saw that they tried desperately not to play him out there any one more at bat than they had to, which is the way he was played. Sabian is as good as anybody at what he does. It's just that simple. He obviously has an eye for talent. He obviously has a way to project some guys into situations, whereas other people may not. So I have to give him full credit. I mean, the bullpen has been turned around upside down over these years. It's not the same bullpen. First was Brian Wilson was a closer, and Sergio Romo was a closer, and now is Castillo was a closer, except last night they didn't need a closer. But I really hope to get all circles back to Sabian as the number one reason why they've won three in the last 5 years.
One of America's most respected sports reporters, writers, and columnists, Bob Ryan, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Of course, Bob is joining us tonight on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Here in just a moment, we are going to be highlighting and walking you through his new book that he has just released. It is beautifully written. It is titled Scribe, My Life in Sports. But the guy we've got to shine the spotlight in is Madison Bumgarner. Of course, wins the World Series MVP, 25 years old, left-handed pitcher. I mean, he really is something special. In your mind, has he established himself as the greatest World Series pitcher in baseball history?
Well, the statistics bear certainly give him a place at the table and put him in the argument, and we're going by career earned run average, you're going by all kinds of metrics, you're going to find him at the top, right near the top of the list, if not at the top. So he's absolutely in the discussion. This scoreless inning thing, everything, the sheer number of few amount of base runners he yields. It's really some impressive resume. And at 25, big, strong, smart, durable, I think, we're now full-fledged into the Madison Bumgarner era. And I expect to see more greatness out of him as the years go on.
Of course, the Giants, they win the World Series, and you've certainly seen a lot throughout all of your years, 45 years in the business. How would you rank this year's postseason drama and summarize it?
Given that we have to start with the premise that you have to get beyond it, you have to get over it. If you're a purist, get over it. The wild cards are here. They're here to stay. They're not going anywhere. And this was two wild card teams that didn't win 90 games. We're playing for the World Series. It was it's annoying to think about that when you consider that the Giants were the losers in the last great pennant race in history, which was the National League West, the year that they won 103 and the Braves won 104. We're talking about Titans, but those days are gone. That's not the way it is anymore, so we have to accept it. I thought it was a fascinating postseason. Certainly started with the Royals got off to a phenomenal start with that comeback win over the A's. They're down 7-3 in the eighth to Lester. They steal the seven bases. They find a way to win it in the 12th. Baumgartner kicked it off to the Giants by shutting out the Pirates in the game. So right away, we're off to a great start there. And I wouldn't say it seemed inevitable that those two would be the ones to do it. I frankly thought the Orioles would beat the Royals, and they didn't. The Giants a little less. I think the Giants had, I thought a lot of people thought the Cardinals would beat them, and they didn't. Here we are. So, of course, Cardinals beat the Dodgers, of course. But anyway, I loved it. Now, I know that the ratings are not very good. You knew they wouldn't be. We're in a whole different world now. World Series doesn't have remotely the cachet it once had. But for those of us who still love baseball first and foremost, I thought it was a totally fascinating playoffs and a very interesting World Series.
Bob Ryan is with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We have got to step aside for our very first commercial break. We'll be right back with much more of Bob Ryan.